Okay, first things first, I want to thank Tim and Ria Lavard for sponsoring. Thank God they became grandparents again. The bris is tomorrow. So she be zocha l'achlis of risa shal Avraham Avinu bizmano. L'gadlo l'tor chopa ma'asim tovim, from the very comfortable perch of grandparents. You know, that's the way to do it. It's a very special mazel tov, and thank you so much for sponsoring tonight's shiur. So as everybody knows, this week we're transitioning from Nedarim to Nazir. I hope people got the makoros. I see the people in person do have. Hopefully people online do as well. So the good news is that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did a lot of the work for us. What do I mean by that? I said this morning in regular Daf Yomi Chabura that the pasuk that we'll start with in just a moment says, "Isho isha ki afli lindor neder nazir lehazir ladunai." So that we know that nazir is a subcategory of a neder. Okay, so that, you know, if you learn nedarim, so you understand that a lot of the mechanics are going to be the same. But obviously, nazirus has its own properties, and it warranted an entire masachta, right? They just get a perek in Masachas Nedarim, so we know that the Nazir is a very dramatic persona in the world of Halacha, and there is an entire range of views that I want to discuss tonight in terms of the classical approaches to Nazir, and you know how we look at that, and we'll take a half a step back before we can take a few steps forward to begin to appreciate a little bit about what makes the Nazir such a compelling, but also such a controversial personality in the world of Halacha. So I'm going to assume that most people here, you know, have been through Nedarim, not necessary for tonight's shiur, but just to review, right, it wasn't as if Chazal were neutral on the institution of Nedarim throughout the Masechta. How many times over the course of Masechta Nedarim did we come with the idea that taking a neder, forget about whether you fulfill it or you don't fulfill it, that's a separate question, is associated with a certain cavalier attitude, right? Ki'ilu banabama. And if you're mekayim the neder, right, instead of being shoal l'chacham and demonstrating a little bit of humility and remorse that you took this kind of an extreme step, right? So it says, if you were makriv a korban on a bama. Now again, that doesn't sound like something so terrible until you realize that could be an iser kares, right? Shchotei chutz of bringing a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, kilo vatem arata el hamenucha ve'el hanachala, so it's certainly not a compliment. And that's in terms of nedarim in general. And the question is nazir, let's say, better than that? Is nazir just the same? Is it sort of in the general category of nedarim, not really better or worse? Or is nazirus, right, maybe even worse? Maybe there's something about the neder of nazirus, because it's such a complicated threefold neder, as we'll see, that makes it even more problematic. It's not just like taking a neder, let's say, from a food product, but we know that there's an entire class of food products which is implicated, and then in addition to that, there's something that impacts the body. We've been discussing a lot towards the end of the Masechta, the concept of nidrei inui, so there's an aspect to that as well, and then, as we know, there's a familial aspect where it impacts not only the person themselves, but it impacts their relationships. It impacts their ability to act in a way that would otherwise be mandated or appropriate in the context of familial relationships. Of course, the Isser of Tumas Krovim, right? So it's one thing if, you know, you're appointed the Kohen Gadol, and we'll spend a lot of time discussing the Kohen Gadol tonight, so that sort of comes with the territory. But to volunteer not to go, you'll forgive me for being a little bit dramatic at the outset, but to volunteer, to not be able to participate in your mother's funeral or whatever it is, right, that's not a simple matter, okay? And the question is, maybe that's even worse. And that's going to be a view which is represented, you know, in the Rishonim as well. So let's begin with the first source. This is, of course, from Parshas Naso, where Nazirus comes up. Again, I would just note, just like it has its own Masechta, the fact that it comes up in a separate section of the Torah from the classical parsha of Nedarim is itself very telling, right? The classical parsha, those of us who are learning Nedarim right now, we've been spending a great deal of time these last number of weeks, the beginning of Parshas Matos. All the psukim that are cited are from the beginning of Parshas Matos. So, Vayidaber Moshe Roshei Matos Ivnei Yisrael Lemor, Isha Isha, etc. Lo Yachel Devaro, Kechol Yotzi Mipiv Yase. This is much earlier in Sefer Bamidbar, so it seems to stand out even in terms of Torah Shebichsav. So the Torah tells us, "Vaydeber Adnei Moshe Lemor, Deberel Bnei Yisrael Ve'amar Talehem, Isha Isha Ki Afli Lindor Neder Nazir Lehazir Ladunai Miyayin V'Sheichar Yazir Chometz Yayin V'Chometz Sheichar Lo Yishteh V'chol mishra sanavim lo yishtev, anavim lachim vivishim lo yochel. Kol yamein Yisrael, mikol asher yaseh migefen hayayin, mechartzanim v'adzag lo yochel. So it's all kinds of the grape products and the extract of the grape product and everything about the grape itself, literally from the pit to the skins, everything is prohibited. There are five Yisurei Daraisa that the Rambam enumerates just with respect to a Nazir and Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen Hayayin. So it's one of those areas of Halacha with a multiplicity of Yisurim. Kol Yemei Neder Nizro Tar Lo Yavor Al Rosho Ad Melosa Yamim Asher Yazir Ladonai Kadosh Yeh Gadel Pera Sear Rosho. So the second facet, and the order here is consequential. This is the part that impacts the hair, that he's not allowed to shave in any way, any kind of a haircut, or she, right? Ish o isha, it applies equally. Kol yimei haziro l'adonai, al nefesh meis lo yavo. This is the third dimension. L'aviv limo, l'achiv l'achoso, lo yitama lahem b'mosam, ki nezer elohav al rosho. Very important, even a signature expression, as we'll see. Kol yimei nizro, kadosh hu l'adonai. Now this description of the Nazir as a kadosh is what put the holy into the title of a holy sinner, question mark. Okay, it wasn't me who came up with it, but the Torah describes him as a kadosh, okay? So that is itself a very significant and telling distinction. And the question is what to make of it exactly. So you can't miss it when you just read through the basic halachic institutions that apply to the Nazir, right? There are regulations regarding his hair, there are regulations regarding drinking alcohol, and there are regulations, or any grape products for that matter, and there are regulations on Tumas Krovim. You can't help, of course, but think of the personality, not just of a Kohen, but the Kohen Gadol, right? A Kohen Hetyot, the regular Kohen, of course, is not only permitted, but for the Rambam, this is the very source of the mitzvah of Avelos, is required to be metame himself for the Shiva Krovim, for the immediate relatives. So if the Nazir is similar to anybody, it would be like the Kohen Gadol. Now, you know, volunteering to become like a Kohen Gadol is really like a fascinating kind of a thing. You know, you wouldn't think that somebody could just kind of sign up for that. That wouldn't seem to be like, you know, open for volunteers, but maybe it is. And, you know, maybe we should, you know, have some kind of a basic equation. So that was something which really animated the Ramban's approach, but not everybody's. HaKohen HaGadol Me'echav, the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, Asher Yitzak al-Rosho Shemen HaMishcha Milei Yasado, Lo Boshes HaBigadim Es Rosho Lo Yifra Uvigadav Lo Yifrom. So here we have, begin with the inverse phenomenon, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to have his hair grow. V'al Kol Nafsho Smeis Lo Yavo, this is parallel, La'aviv Limo Lo Yitama, Min HaMikdash Lo Yitzev Lo Yechalel Es Mikdash Elohav, Kinezer Shemen Mishchas Elohav Alav Ani Adonai. The only two times we have such an expression in the entire Torah about the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir. Kinezer Elokav Al Rosho, right? We have here the parallel expression, Nezer Shemen Mishchas Elokav Alav Ani Hashem. And again, we'll see that there are Rishonim who picked up on what seems to be a very explicit textual equation between the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir. V'hu isha b'v'sula yikach. There are many yisurei ishos. Almana grusha v'chalala zonah. It's eilo lo yikach. Him b'sula me'amav yikach isha. This is even a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah. V'lo yichalel zaro be'amav. Ki ani Adonai mekadesho. Now, a little bit earlier in Sefer Vayikra, we have directive to Aaron to tell his sons as well, but it is interesting and noteworthy that Aaron was the one being addressed. V'yidaber Adonai el Aaron le'mor. Yayin v'shechar al teisht, okay, that there's a restriction. Atov anach itach b'vo'achem alo'am awed v'lo samusu chukas olam l'daroseichem. So just for convenience sake, I prepared a little bit of a chart here, so just we could appreciate the many similarities, but also some of the differences between the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol. So Tumas Krovim is the most obvious similarity. You see that in the, you know, the first column here as we move from right to left, right? They're both categorically prohibited to become tamei lames. Yayin v'shechar is also pretty much a categorical prohibition. It's true that for a Kohen, it's really only b'shas avoda. Remember, the Kohen Gadol is doing the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. So basically, these are people who are enjoined, prohibited from having yayin. The Nazir has, you know, more restrictions, but the Kohen Gadol has more intensive restrictions. Schayv Misa B'dei Shamayim, if he would do the Avoda, not only is he Mechalol the Avoda, but he's Schayv Misa B'dei Shamayim, if he would do the Avoda. What's that? Yeah, in theory, he could drink wine at night. So it's a little bit more limited, but more intense. So if you violate, the Kohen Gadol is in deeper trouble, right? So, okay, in terms of Seyar, right, here's an inverse phenomenon, as we noted. The Nazir is not allowed in any way to cut his hair, and the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to grow his hair, right? This is Gadol Pera Seyar Rosho. And then another area where we find distinctions in terms of Hilchos Ishos, the Nazir, interestingly, again, it could be a man or a woman, but there are no restrictions in terms of marriage, which is a very fascinating thing. So he's opting into certain aspects, you might say, of parallel to the institution of Kohen Gadol, but this one the Torah doesn't think you can opt into, which is, again, a very fascinating thing. So the Sforno, I noted that the Rishonim already picked up on this connection, the Sforno makes this observation explicitly. The Sforno says, Lo yichalel isk, this is the fifth source, if you have it here, al nefesh meis lo yavo, as important as it is, your kavod ames chesed shel ames, right? The nazir is holding in a different place, right? Kemo ha'inyan b'kohen gadol. So the Sforno says explicitly, he's like a voluntary kohen gadol, which is again a very strong endorsement. And you won't be surprised here that the Sforno had, you know, an unreservedly, unapologetically positive orientation to the nazir. He considers him to be effectively like a Kohen Gadol without the Yisurei Ishus. This is kind of a fascinating idea. Now, the controversy as it exists is really very heavily focused on a pasuk which refers to the Nazir as a Chote al HaNefesh. Okay? So, just to go into the context of the psukim to explain that in the Pshat, we don't have such a terrible problem, but, you know, in terms of Chazal and later Rishonim, so this became a major issue, which it really, you know, may be responsible for putting sinner into the title, a holy sinner. We saw holy before, kadosh, right? Now we'll get into the sinner part of it. And, you know, both of these things can, in theory, be true, you know, at the same time. So the Torah tells us this you have in the sixth source a little bit later on. V'chiyamus meisalav b'fesa pisom. So very suddenly, you know, something happens where a Nazir's basically going along his way, or her way, as the case may be, and somebody dies. So now the person has violated the Nazirus, not, you know, brazenly, not even b'shogig, could really be anus, but nonetheless, this is a results-oriented business, Nazirus is, and there's nothing to do about it. V'timei rosh nisro, v'gilach rosho b'yom taroso, b'yom ha'shvi yigalchenu, so there's a whole process and a special karban. Okay, so he has to bring a karban chatas, karban ola, this is what we call an ola v'yored, special model of a karban. And the Torah refers to him as me'asher chatal anefesh. Now, in the pshat of the psukim, it's not such a terrible problem because what was the chait? Right, that he wasn't able to complete his nazirus. So it doesn't, absolutely, Nechemiah. So it doesn't mean that he was, you know, in any way, brazen or cavalier about his nazirus, but he wasn't able to complete it, right? As the Torah is saying, b'fesa pisom, that it was beyond his control. But again, you know, going back to some of the motifs that we've been discussing in Masechta Nedarim, maybe that's how you don't take a nether to begin with. Don't be so presumptuous that you're going to do everything right and it's going to be under your control, you know, things happen. So maybe you should have thought about that before. In any event, Rashi really ups the ante considerably by referring to a Gemara that we'll see in just a moment, the Shita of Reb Lezer HaKapar, Me'asher Chatal HaNefesh, Shelo Nizar Mitamas Meis, that's the obvious pshat, even though, again, it's hard to say that the person really wasn't, you know, properly zahir, it's out of his control. Reb Lezer HaKapar Omer Shetzir Atzmo Min Hayayin. So Reb Lezer HaKapar says, no, it wasn't, you know, what suggested by Pshuto Shel Mikra, and is clearly the simple interpretation within Shitas, you know, Rashi, as he quotes it. But Reb Lezer HaKapar says it's the institution of becoming a Nazir altogether, and having nothing to do with Tumas Meis, which is the subject of the Psukim, but going back, you know, to the first dimension of Nazirus mentioned in the Torah, the first of the three. Remember, they're presented in that order. Mikol Asher Yosem, Migefen Hayayin, Mecharzanim Adzag, Lo Yochel. That's the real problem in terms of Nazirus. So it wasn't the Neder in general terms, but the aspect of the neder, which is, you know, really being highlighted, is al zesh etzir atzmo min ayayin, sort of a kind of a nidre inoy, to invoke the term that's been very much on our minds as we conclude nidarim. So Aaron, just one second. The Gemara Nidarim, you know, presents this, you know, as an issue. And this is what Rashi is referring to here. So just to put it on the record, and then we'll be able to, you know, give a broader perspective. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chasidim HaRishonim Ayus Misavin Lahavi Karban Chatas Levishen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takal Al Yedehen Mehayu Osin. So again, the early pious people, this may seem a little bit unrelatable, but, you know, the great taiva in the world, what was their great taiva out there? They wanted to bring a Karban Chatas. The problem was, you know, they were never sinning, so, you know, they couldn't really bring a Karban Chatas. It's a great dilemma that they had, you know. Say, Rabbi, you know, if I have this taiva that I haven't been able to, I'd really like to bring a Karban Chatas. The problem is I don't sin, you know. These are first world spiritual problems, but spiritual problems, you know, nonetheless. So the Gemara says, okay, you know, what to do. Omdim misnadvin nazirus lamakum. So they could become nazirim. A great solution, right? Because the nazir gets to bring a whole bevy of korbanos at the end, including the korban chatas. Is really the point for this person. So at least they could become a nazir to satisfy this unquestionable desire they have, you know, to bring a korban chat. Okay, fine. They weren't willing to go down that road. Despite their great taiva, they weren't willing to cross that Rubicon. Okay, wow. Wow. But despite the fact that they had this overwhelming, right, unquenchable desire to bring a Korban Chatas, they weren't willing to, you know, go to the Chernobyl of becoming a Nazir. So what was that all about? Kedei shelo yikru choten, so that they shouldn't be called sinners. Shenemar v'chiper la me'asher chatal nefesh. Wow. Because they felt that being a Nazir was such a terrible stigma that wasn't an acceptable way of bringing a Korban Chatas. Wow. That's an amazing idea. So Amar Abaye, Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, HaKapar, Kulan, Shita Achas, Hein, Denazir, Chote, Havi. Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon, HaDamar, as we saw in the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, HaKapar, B'Rabbi, Detan, Rabbi Lazar, HaKapar, B'Rabbi Omer, V'chiper la me'esher chata nefesh, chibi eze nefesh chata zeh. Who was the victim, right? So the answer is, Elo shetzir atzmo min ayayin. Velo dvarim kal v'chomer. U'mazesh lo tzir atzmo min ayayin nekra chote, So if we're picking out somebody who could be, you know, a full libertine, enjoying himself in all matter of hedone, and, you know, is enjoying the world, you know, lemehadrin, the only thing he doesn't have is wine, and he's called a sinner because he's depriving himself just of that. So the Gemara says, imagine somebody who really suffers, you know, who's like, you know, one of the Chasidei Ashkenaz, and he's, you know, starving himself every day as a fast, and, you know, he's doing Bahav, but he's, you know, throwing in Tuesday and Wednesday also, and, you know, so that's really a sinner. So that's a very fascinating perspective. There's a Talmud Yerushalmi there, and I'll get to you in one second, at the end of Kiddushin that does seem to support this. Became a very famous line in the Yerushalmi, thanks to Rabbi Shamshon Rafael Hirsch. But the Yerushalmi says that a person is asid litein din, that we all have to account to God what we didn't benefit of this world, right? This is Shamshon Rafael Hirsch. It says he's going to get to, you know, the best in Shalmala, and God is going to inquire, did you see my Alps? Did you see, you know, all my beautiful creation? So you have to, you know, appreciate and enjoy Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. And so the Yerushalmi obviously is advocating a certain position that people are meant to appreciate God's world, and this kind of asceticism, this kind of precious, is not desirable. And again, the Gemara is very striking because it calls him a chote, but not only that, it talks about these, you know, very, very pious people, the Chasidim HaRishonim, who, like, their life dream was to bring a Korban Chatas, but to become a Nazir, that they weren't willing to do. That was like a bridge too far for them. So again, this is a perspective that really conceptualizes Nazirus sort of within the framework of Nidarim. We talked about a person who is no der hareza chote ki'ilu banabama, and if he fulfills it, it's ki'ilu hikri valeha. But we're saying it's even worse. So why is it even worse? Because it's not just any neder. It's not just a neder that I'm not going to benefit from this table, but it's really a form of inoy. Could it be worse? Yeah. You could be a person who's shari b'tainis all the time, but, you know, from this perspective, let's say the Reb Lezer HaKapa Rashi perspective, Nazir is really Nedarim minus. It has all the problems of Nedarim, but the additional problem of being a very specific kind of Neder Inui, which we see as deeply problematic. So less so about Tar Lo Yavor Al Rosho, we're not as interested in that, and also V'al Kol Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo, the Tumas Krovim is not what struck Chazal, which is very interesting, because you could have seen that as a problem. There's a very famous Gemara in Zvachim, which tells the story of Yossi HaKohen, who, before Pesach, his wife passed away, and he said, well, I'm not really sure I should really be becoming Tamei right now. I'd like to, and it says, Echav HaKohanim, they made him become Tamei. They said, what kind of husband are you that you're not going to, you know, be Osek for your wife? It's a terrible thing. See, you might have imagined that to be a problem, but that's not the focus of the Gemara. It's really very heavily targeted towards Alzeh Shetzir Atzma Minayam. We have to be very clear about that. We're not just speaking about Nazirus generically. We're really keying in on the first, the primary dimension in terms of Pesukim. Aaron, go ahead. Aaron, did you want to... I see your hand. Was that a... Oh, is that a... okay, Elliot.
One second, oh. I was muted.
Oh, okay.
If I may.
Yes, please.
So, Tzir Atzma Min Hayayin, isn't it of the same order of just ushering something to yourself with a neder? I mean, what is special about the yayin? It substitute orange juice, you know, whatever it may be. Is there something special about that?
Right. So the Gemara suggests that, you know, it's not entirely unique in the sense that the Gemara draws that kal v'chomer right at the end and says, oh, but if you would, you know, deprive yourself of everything, you'd be even worse. But you do get the impression, right, Aaron, that there's something unique to yayin that the Gemara is reacting to. And you might say that it has to do with the idea of v'yayin yisamach levavenosh and the idea of ein simcha levabasar v'yayin, that there's a certain, you know, the bo'ri priagafen, because it really is a shvach, there's something which is enhanced about it. So again, from this point of view, you might say that yayin is really one of the finer things, even going beyond the din klali that the Yerushalmi and Kiddushin is suggesting, that there's a din klali we're supposed to enjoy God's world. Maybe this is, you know, amongst, you know, the finer things where there's a greater degree of hana, and therefore we see the inoy as uniquely problematic. That would appear to be, you know, the shita of Rabbi Lazar HaKapar alzeh shetzir atzmo min hayayin. Now, of course, you can, you know, the Ramban would look at that from the diametric opposite perspective, that yayin is not, you know, just uniquely misameach, but leads to, you know, distinctive problems relative to, you know, anything else, certainly orange juice on that list. Yeah, Elliot, go ahead.
So, in reference to the Chassid Rishonim, first of all, when did they, secondly, who determination is that Atalit, not a sinner, you can't bring a carbon. You don't sin, never sin, you haven't missed anything. Who makes that determination to say you can't bring a carbon chatas?
Well, the Gemara was suggesting that nobody, you know, put a gun to their head and said, no, you can't bring a carbon chatas. The way that they could have opted into a carbon chatas, remember, there's no carbon chatas which is voluntary. When it comes to neder and nedava, you're basically limited to ola, shlamim, and the subcategory of shlamim and karban toda. So the Gemara is saying that theoretically Nazirus was on the table, right? They could have done that, but they wouldn't do it. It was a self-regulating thing.
But the question is not to ever be able to bring any kind of karban chatas, and that Nazirus is the only bad way to a karban chatas. It's just, but who determines and says, you guys, you've never sinned, even a fillet of shogeg. You haven't sinned. You don't have to. You can't bring one. It's not about holding the gun, but who makes that theoretical determination?
So remember, with the exception of an ashram taloi, one is only mechuy of a karban if it's betoras vaday. You have to know that you violated it. So these guys were never mechal Shabbos, you know, b'shogeg, never ate on Yom Kippur b'shogeg, never ate chametz b'pesach on shogeg. Again, you have to violate something that if you did it b'mezi to be chayv kares, you have to do that b'shogeg. And you have to do that b'toras vaday, because it's not nashem taloi. So, you know,
that assumes, that makes the assumption that these individuals knew everything, every single thing available, but they could not have possibly.
It wasn't a large group. You know, these Hasidim Arishonim. I'm not saying you could fill a few football stadiums with these people, but these were, you know, singular individuals.
Where did they live? What was the...
So they're referenced, you know, both in the Mishnah and the Braisa. So you have to assume that they're from the era of the Tanaim. Remember, this is the same formulation. We have the Chasidim HaRishonim. They would spend 9 hours a day davening. Actually, 3 hours a day davening, but an hour preparing, you know, before and after. Every tefillah was a three-hour, you know, was a three-hour affair by these people. So they were in the days of the Tanaim, the early Tanaim. And, you know, they were Chasidim HaRishonim, as advertised. They were very pious people. Okay, so the Aaron, back to your point, apropos your point, but exactly in the opposite direction, the Ramban was the strongest advocate of Nazirus that we have at any point in the Masorah, of all of the Chachmei HaMasorah. The Sforno got his, you know, appreciative orientation towards the Nazir. He took that from the Ramban. So the Ramban made this into one of the central motifs of his entire Perush al HaTorah, and we'll read a couple selected essays, but I provided more, you know, for your benefit, which, you know, is a very fascinating thing. There's a pasuk in Amos, which the Ramban takes to equate the life of a Navi and the life of a Nazir. The Ramban saw the Nazir as a quasi-prophet, right? Somebody who was uniquely communing with God, who had dedicated himself to communing with God in a profound way. And so, of course, that begs the question, Avasher Chatal HaNefesh, in what sense is this person a sinner? For the Ramban, he's very, very holy. Question is, in what sense is he a sinner? That was a serious problem for the Ramban. And you can imagine, it's not going to be good enough, Aaron. This gets back to your observation. It's not going to be good enough. Al zeh shetzira atzmo min hayayin. The Ramban considers that to be a very good thing. The Ramban was, let's say, you know, not interested in kiddush clubs. Okay, that's an understatement. So the Ramban takes this, you know, position. You can be, and people have been very critical of it in terms of the perspective of Pshuto Shel Mikra, but this is what he says. Okay, this is the 11th source of the Ramban in Parashas Naso. And then we'll read the Ramban Kedoshim to you. Just appreciate, you know, how much the Ramban thought about this idea. What's this chatas all about? Lonis parish. It's a mystery. Like, well, why would he bring a carbon chatas? What did he do wrong? Man is a holy person. Because he's backing out of a more sacred, consecrated lifestyle. It would have been more appropriate for him to be a Nazir in perpetuity. Kenyan Sha'amar, this is the pasuk in Amos aforementioned, V'akim b'nechem nevim v'bachureichem nezirim, hishvo so akasav l'navi. Uchtisiv kol yimei nizro kadosh u'lashem. V'nehu tzarech kapara b'shuvo li'tamei b'tavos ha'olam. So you know what the chet of the Nazir is? The fact that he didn't, you know, malin bakodesh v'lo moridin. What's he doing? Ending his Nazirus. That's a terrible thing. He should really... Well, once you sign up, this is what they call in Israel, you know, lachtom keva, right? To sign up for the army beyond, you know, the conscript term. So the Ramban thinks that the big chayt is that he's not, you know, re-upping, you know, as a Nazir. That's an amazing idea, because once a person has achieved that level of kedusha, of malin bakodesh, v'lo moridin. So the Ramban in Kedoshim Tiyu, maybe the most famous essay the Ramban ever wrote, it's hard to say that dispositively, but it's certainly up there, right? The Ramban says exactly this point. So he quotes Rashi, where Rashi says that Kedoshim Tiyu means to separate oneself from sinful behavior. So the Ramban says he disagrees. It's not about separating yourself from sin, it's about asceticism per se. V'chein shanu sham v'iskadisham v'isam kedoshim ki kadoshani k'shem shani kadosh kach atem tiyu kedoshim k'shem shani parush kach atem tiyu purushim. Whatever this means metaphysically, God is considered to be somewhat ascetic, and therefore we should be as well. If he daiti and aprishas azo livrosh min arayus av aprishas hiyam muskeres b'chol makom b'talmud shebaaleha nikraim purushim. So the Torah kind of struck this middle ground me'ikar hadin, right? There are certain things that are categorically prohibited, and there are certain things that are permissible. So a person of unordered, let's say disordered spirituality, right, who is only concerned with what that which is absolutely and categorically asur, could live a debased life and, you know, be involved in all kinds of zima all day long without actually violating any technical isurim. Vlios besove yayin bizole basar lamo, and to be a hedonist in terms of other forms of carnal pleasures like drinking wine and eating meat all day long. Right, and you know, without violating rechilos or lashon hara or motzi shemra, he could talk drivel and nonsense all day long. This is the famous expression, and this person, even though he observes the entire Torah, every jot and tittle, so to speak, he doesn't violate any yisurim, he's not mivatel any mitzvos asay, the person is a boor, the person is a completely corrupted individual from a broader spiritual perspective. So once we get to, you know, all of those things which are generally prohibited, so we should avoid all excess. He might, b'mishkal, a person should moderate in a very significant way all of his carnal activities. Person should really avoid yayin altogether. And the Ramban goes on from there. So this wasn't like a one-off. The Ramban happened to mention it one time. The Ramban again, 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 and again. I'll just show you one more example in just a moment. He just keeps on coming back to this idea that a Nazir is really doing it the right way by refraining voluntarily, right? The Torah didn't say that this is Asur, but refraining from these kinds of mind-altering, alcoholic beverages. So this person is catapulting himself to a much more significant level of Kedusha, which is why the Ramban Lashita also believes that the Karban Chatas is a reflection not of the institution of Nazirus per se, but the idea of cessation of Nazirus. And you just give one second just to make this point. So you say, like, okay, the Ramban is saying, like, it's all basically extra credit. So just to demonstrate that that's really not what the Ramban is saying, not by a long shot. So there's a very mysterious section of the Torah in Sefer Dvarim and Parshas Ki Tzeitzei about the Ben Sora Mora. Now, I should just note as a caveat, right, this is one of the three areas, along with the Beis Hamnuga and the Arni Dachas, where Chazal say, like, Lohaya Veloyia, that this never really happened, but Drosh V'Kabel Schar, supposed to understand it as a concept. So the Ramban asked the question, I gave it to you here in the 13th source, like, you know, the Ben Sora Mora, even within this abstract approach to it, like, you know, why is this young man being put to death? Like, what is the what charge do we read against him? Like, you know, you got to have a charge sheet. Like, you're guilty of what? What is the violation here? Right? So the Ramban suggests, yeah, well, he's guilty of kedoshim to you, and that's a capital offense. Because this person, Zolel v'Sovei, this person, young person, has demonstrated, a very, very, very hedonistic lifestyle at a very young age, an attraction to basar vayayin that he has, you know, become totally disinhibited, and he's unable in any meaningful way to control these impulses, and therefore the Ramban says that's really the chi of misa shabo. So we're not talking about something that the Ramban perceived as strictly extra credit, but it's sort of definitional to, you know, what it means to be an Eved Hashem. One of the, I think, overlooked essays of the Ramban is part of this major constellation of thought is in the 14th source of Oso Savod, where the Ramban says the way that an Eved Hashem exists in this world is to engage the physical world in the way that's absolutely necessary. So on a, I wouldn't say a need-to-know basis, but on a need-to-grow basis. So the Ramban's idea is basically that a person should eat what they need to exist. A person should interact with the physical world at a subsistence level, and if the person, you know, determines he needs more calories to focus on his learning or to make it to shul or to do whatever chasadim he's involved in, he's a surgeon, so he has to stand for, I don't know, 14 hours to figure out, how to fix this guy's lumbar spine, so okay, so he should eat a lot of calories, but only because that's his avodas Hashem. So for the Ramban, the you know the, this battle between the body and the soul, the classic you know dualism in philosophy, you know in ancient philosophy, the Ramban believed very very strongly in this. And for him, the Nazir is this avatar of Kedusha, right? This person who was able to take himself by his own bootstraps through the force of this neder, and to really extract himself from the Tavus HaOlam, from the Tumos HaOlam, and he becomes the walking poster child, literally, for Kedoshim Tiyu, for Ve'oso Savod, the antithesis of the Ben Sorer Umora. This is very, very, very important. So you have Rashi sort of at one extreme, endorsing the view of Blazer HaKapar, that the whole thing is, like I call it, Nidarim minus. It's all the problems of Nidarim, but this idea, Al Zesh Tzir Atzmo Min HaYayin, Aaron's observation, this is like uniquely offensive. And the Ramban sees it in exactly the opposite terms, where the Ramban will say, well, this guy is so admirable, because here he is, and he recognizes the secret to all of halachic living, which is that the Torah and halacha is a floor, not a ceiling. So he got that point. So he realized the Torah says, you know, these things are really problematic. Everything else, you know, we have to strive for a very, very significant degree of moderation, even to the point of asceticism. Okay, so that is...
It almost seems like the world would have been better created, you know, without all the challenges that people had. In other words, if becoming a Nazir and then becoming a lifer is the objective, why did Hashem create everything the way it is?
It's an excellent question, right? And you know, so if this is certainly not going to be consistent, you know, with the Yerushalmi saying, you know, God's out there, he should, you know, he's going to expect us to enjoy his world. It's certainly not that, right? And what the Ramban will tell you is because it provides us the ennobling opportunity to choose. That's really the idea. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutar lecha. We get more sanctity when we're, you know, like I say, you know, sanctity by his own bootstraps or her own bootstraps, whatever it is, that a person can elevate themselves in that way. Yeah, Yuda.
So his chayt basically is that he refused to renew his nazirus, which he should have done. So to me, and I could be totally off the mark, I see this sort of as somewhat of a parallel to a woman who gives birth. She brings a karma chatas after, why the karma chatas? Because one of the answers is that because she decided during the course of her that she's not going to do it anymore, that it's going to come.
Right.
So, and for that, you should be in the chatas. It's almost, to me, it's almost like a parallel to that kind of thinking.
Yeah, I want to tread lightly here, you know, because yeah, I, you know, not having had the experience myself, but I know I understand what you're saying. Yeah, there is a more technical way of reading that Gemara that you know because she took this neder shalaliz dake klabala, which is what the Gemara says, you know, that she's not going to
right.
Yeah. I don't think the Gemara is judging her. I don't think the Gemara is saying, you know, the Gemara is just saying, you know, as a result of that. There, you know, that might have engendered a chatas, but we could understand, or hopefully we could be sympathetic with, in the pre-epidural age, why somebody might have said
also,
such a thing.
We have this dilemma of what exactly the chatas is.
Yeah, 100%. That is another very mysterious chatas. I'm definitely willing to sign on to that, you know. I want to.
Rabbi?
Yes, Elliot, go ahead.
If an Amaret says, you know, I want to be a Kaddish, and he says, Hareini Nazir. The guy's in Amaris, he can't learn, doesn't really know. Is it Chal?
Yeah, there's no statute, you know, in the world of Naziris that, you know, the guy has to know Bavli and Yerushalmi and the Tshuvos HaRashba.
No, we're not going that far. We're way before that. But somebody, as they used to say in Europe, they used to call him a Balagola. The guy says, Haredi Nazir.
Right. See, I was saying the Torah does not impose, like, an erudition standard on somebody becoming a Nazir. A person can become a Nazir. Now, again, and maybe we'll get back to this in just a moment, you know, we would hope that a person when, you know, well, we'll get to it in the Rambam in a second. I don't want to, you know, be my own spoiler here. Because I'm going to opt for a middle view, even though personally I like what the Ramban has to say very much. You know, I think that the Ramban has a very valuable perspective. It's definitely countercultural from a modern point of view, but the Ramban, you know, wasn't shy about this, and like I said, he takes pretty much every opportunity to, you know, refer back to this equation, the way that he understands it, between the Nazir and the Navi, as, you know, people who are, you know, uniquely experiencing a degree of spirituality in the world, and the Nazir is a, you know, extremely admirable person. So the truth is that, you know, I just wanted to maybe have two contributions tonight in addition to laying out the basic views. One of them is to show that this controversy between Rashi, you know, and the Ramban is really very much echoed in a Gemara in Tainis, which gets cited a little bit less often than the Gemara in Nazir that I showed you. But, you know, those who have been learning the Daf for some time will remember this from Tainis, that you had the same controversy there about how to relate to the Nazir. So it really is, you know, best rooted in Chazal as opposed to just the Rishonim. So Amar Shmuel, this is the 15th source, Kol Yoshev B'Tainis Nikra Chote, right? That being an ascetic in this way is sinful. Okay, so Savar Kei Tana Tani Reb Lezer Kappa Rebbe Omer Matam L'Vechiper Lav Meisher Chatal Nefesh V'Chibez Nefesh Chata Zeh Shetzir Atzma Min Ayayin V'Lo Dvarim Kal V'Chomer Mazesh L'Tzir Atzma Min Ayayin Nikra Chote Mitzar Atzma V'Kol Davar V'Davar Alachas Kama V'Chama. So the view of Reb Lezer Kappa is that asceticism is not really compatible with, you know, Judaism standards of what Kedusha is. Okay, Reb Lezer Omer Nikra Kadosh. Reb Lazar says absolutely not, that he thinks asceticism is desirable. And the person who will fast and fast often, as often as, let's say, they can, so this is the road to holiness by negating the body. Shenemer Kadoshia Gadel Pera Seya Rosho. Right? The Nazir is a Kadosh, he's a holy person. Umazesh Asir Atzma Alam Bidavar Acha Nikra Kadosh Hamitzar Atzma Mikol Davar Lachas Kama V'Chama. Right? People forget about this. Right? He's saying that, you know what? That depriving yourself of yayin is only a madrega. But you know what's greater than that madrega? To fast entirely. Chassidei Ashkenaz made an entire culture around this point. So the Gemara says, is that really? A person should treat their body very well. So an interesting conclusion of the Gemara is that the Gemara says Rabbi Lazar had a different program for some people who could handle it and some people couldn't handle it. There are people with a very strong constitution and they could be shari b'tainis every Monday and Thursday and maybe some days in between and they'll be fine. And other people, you know, we know this from our own families, we know this from our own lives, you know, that every tzom is like a disaster for them. And like, you know, it's just, you know, very, very, very difficult. So maybe that was Reb Lazar's idea, is it just depends what a person's constitution is. But at least in theory, the best thing would be to be self-negating. And then we have this conclusion of Reish Lakish, who seems to go even further than Reb Lazar. He says, Nikra Chassid. So Machlokes Rashi Tosos, who's the Chassid? Okay, so Rashi's Nikra Chassid, Hamis'ana. The person who fasts is called the chassid. So you have Reish Lakish weighing in on the side of Reb Lazar, right? In terms of a person who's capable of depriving himself, achieves greater kedusha, greater piety, right, by depriving themselves. The Bali Atosvos understand, it's like a Rorschach test. They understand the diametric opposite. Gomel nafsho perish gomel chassid nafsho she'eno mis'ane nikra chassid. So this is a battle between the Tanaim. It's a battle between the Rishonim. I said, you know, Rashi and the Ramban are on, you know, opposite sides of the issue as far as Nazir in general is concerned. Rashi and Tosfos and, you know, flip sides, with Rashi, you know, sort of adopting the Ramban perspective, you know, here in Tainus, and the Bali Atosfos adopting Rashi's perspective from Nazir. But be that as it may, what we've seen is kind of like, you know, an extreme approach. So what I'd like to try to do is to conclude this overview and introduction with Shitas HaRambam that I think really doesn't get enough attention, but it provides like a third way in terms of navigating, as we, Mirtz Hashem, will start Nazir this week, to appreciate that the Rambam, you know, had this like profoundly balanced view of what seems to be totally irreconcilable, diametrically opposite perspectives between Reb Lezer HaKappa and Reb Lezer, between Rashi and the Ramban, between Rashi and Tosfos and Tainis. So the Rambam developed his view on the basis of a Gemara Nazir that we'll see really early on. This is Tes Amud Beis. So this is a story of Shimon HaTzadik that we saw alluded to in the previous Gemara Nazir, Daf Yud, that we looked at. So the Gemara says the following. It's an Agada, but the Rambam seems to assign a very considerable amount of weight to it. So the Gemara Nazir Tesamid Beis, is the 18th Surah, says the following. Tanya Amar Shimon HaTzadik, Miyamei lo achalti Hashem Nazir, Tamei lo echad. Pamachas ba'adam echad Nazir min adarim, v'ra'isiv shu yefe'enayim v'tovroi, u'kvutosav siduros lo taltalim. So there's this person who was, you know, really very, very handsome. So Amarati lo b'ni, mara'isa lahashchis es sa'archa, zehana'a. So he engaged him in conversation about, you know, why, you know, he cut his hair in this way and how he became a Nazir in the first place. So Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, as you recall, after the death of Ezra. So, you know, he had the opportunity to have this conversation in the context of the end of the Nazirus and the Korbanos. So Amrli Roa Hayisi La'aba Bi'iri. So I was a shepherd. Halachti L'malos Mayim in Hamayan. This obviously, you know, before glass was readily available, so he goes down to the river. Vinistakalti bibavua sheli, I saw my shadow pachas ala yitzri ubikesh l'tardeni mina olam, and I realized that I was, you know, a handsome fellow, and all of a sudden I had a, you know, a yetzer hara to do various averos, and I needed to act against it. Amarti lo, so I said to my yetzer hara, rasha lama tamizgaya ba olam sheno sholcha b'misho asilios rima v'soleya. So I said to my Yetzer Hara, you know, what are you taking such pride in? You're not going to, this is, you're going to decompose one day. It's a little graphic, right? Okay, but anyway, you know, don't be so proud of yourself. It's all temporary. Havoda shagalecha chal shamayim. Yad amati u'nishakti v'arosha amarti lo b'ni kamocha yirbu nozer in his yiros b'Yisrael. So like Shimon HaTzadik was like the best day of his career as the Kohen Gadol. So that's where we started this year. And he says, these kinds of Nazirim, these kinds should be, you know, multiplied in Klal Yisrael. Alacha kasav omer, ish ki afli lindor neder nazir lehazir ladonai. So this is the idea of the Torah when it says, lindor neder nazir, and then adds those two words, lehazir lahashem, because it really was l'shem shamayim. So the Rambam went to town with this Agada and said, oh, this is the key to the whole Masechta. Now we have, you know, a general view about Nedarim that we know, and we'll come back to that in a second. But how does Nazir fit into that, you know, complex? So the Rambam writes, Omer Hareni Nazir, Im Esa Kach V'Kach, Oim Lo Esa V'Chayotze Baze Hareze Rasha. It's a terrible thing. Uniziris Kazo, Minaziris Rishayim Hu. So a person who says, I'm going to become a Nazir, I don't know if the Yankees win or the Yankees don't win, or, you know, whoever's going to the Super Bowl, whoever's not going to the Super Bowl. So they're debasing the institution. It's rishus. Aval hanoder l'Hashem derech kedusha, harei zanoa mishubach vel zanemar nezer elohav al rosho, kadoshu l'Hashem. Ushkalo akasov kenavi, this is the Ramban's pasuk, right? V'akim yibneichem neviim, umibachureichem l'nazirim. So if you ask the Rambam, so what is he, the Nazir? Is he a sinner? Is he kadosh? So the Rambam will answer, it depends. Why is he a Nazir? If you can tell me why he's a Nazir, if he's Shimon HaTzadik's Nazir, then that's a wonderful thing. And Yirbu Kamos Chabi Yisrael, if he's a Nazir because, you know, he thinks it's kind of cool to take a net there, and he treats it like a cavalier institution, so then it's Rishos. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, the last section of Hilchos Nedarim, Perikid Gimel, so moving from Hilchos Naziris to Hilchos Nedarim more generally, the Rambam thought this was actually the key more generally, to understanding Nidara. Mishanada Nidara kide lechonin deyosav letakin masav hareza zarezu mishubach. Ketza. Misha haya zolel v'asra lavabasar shana oshtayim. A person was really, you know, not controlling their impulse, you know, in terms of certain forms of carnal pleasure, in this case, eating meat. And the only way they can get themselves to stop is by taking this neder. O misha haya shoge b'yayin. Right, v'asra, it's not, you know, again, anytime you talk about this topic, to remind myself, you know, people struggle with these things, it's a very serious thing, we have to be very supportive. So the Rambam says, look, a person is really struggling with addiction. V'asra yayin alatzmo zman meruba, v'asra shichros le'olam. And likewise, you have this in other areas. Not everything is a carnal pleasure in life, but, you know, people have all kinds of, you know, behaviors and compulsions and addictions. A person, you know, was behaving very immorally with respect to money. You know, he was you know, chasing after bribes and ill-gotten gains and all these things. V'asra al-atzma matanos, and a person goes cold turkey, o hanaya sanche medina zo, v'chein mishay mizgayna b'yofyo, right, literally, the Rambam is clearly taking this from another testament vase, v'nadar v'nazar v'chayotzi v'dar melu, kulan dera chavodah l'shem heim, v'dar melu v'chayotzi ben amru chachamim, nadarim siag l'prishas, right? So we have a very positive attitude towards these things because a person is trying very clearly to aspire to a life of Kedusha. And this is like really the only way that they're able to do it. So it's a last resort, but we admire them, you know, fighting the good fight. They're trying.
Like fundamentally, they're agreeing.
Who's
Rambam and Ramban?
Right. Okay. Good. So now the Rambam, though, he pivots. This is very, very good. So Avo Pishen Avoda Lo Yarba Adam Benidra Yisser Velo Yargel Latzmo Behem. But this should really be a last resort. The Rambam is saying this is not like, you know, a desideratum for each and every person. Is a critical distinction. I'm in the Ramban, but you have somebody who's in a bad way. You know, they're just not controlling themselves. So that's what the neder is for. Lo Yifrosh Midvarim Shirai Lifrosh Man Below Neder. Right. So you should do it without a neder. Amru Chachamim Kol Anoder Kilu Banabama. Right, so that the best thing to do is to ask a rav, to ask a chacham, whatever it is, a bezdin, to be able to extract oneself. So, what we have here, I think, is a really important perspective that we can, you know, take into this week, is that you have certainly within Chazal, I don't deny it, and certainly within the Rishonim, you have like extreme points of view about the nazir. Either seeing this person as, you know, the holiest person in society, like even relative to the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol, you know, part of it is hereditary, but the Nazir was really this self-made Kohen Gadol in a lot of ways, and the Sforno and the Ramban really, you know, advocate that point of view. And for them, you know, asceticism, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lecha, is a very significant part of sanctity. It's really a sine qua non to a life of Kedusha, and the opposite of that is really awful, is the Ben Sora Mora, right? That's, you know, something that's inconsistent with, you know, a continued right to life on this planet. Rashi, on the other hand, referring to Rashi and Nazir, Tosfos and Tainus, the opposite point of view is that denying yourself wine, either from Aaron's point of view uniquely or, you know, paradigmatically, let's say, of other pleasures in this world, is really objectionable. And the person's a chote, and he's Chote ben Efesh Atzmo, he's really hurting himself because God created a world that should be enjoyed, obviously with some degree of moderation, but, you know, here this person is denying himself these earthly pleasures. What's he going to say? According to the Talmud Yerushalmi, right, you know, he's going to get to Shemayim and he's going to have, like, you know, no hanos, no lamazah. So, you know, he's going to show up with nothing. So those are obviously, you know, mutually exclusive perspectives. The Rambam really saw things, right, in much more of, you know, shades of gray here. The Rambam says, you know, based on the Gemara Nazir Daf Tes, that there are good reasons for a person to be a Nazir, and then there are bad reasons for a person to be a Nazir. And he can't see it becoming, you know, pervasive or ubiquitous, but if a person felt that this is, you know, for them, based on their circumstances, a pathway towards Kedusha, either because, like the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Nedarim, that they're really looking to avoid certain pathologies into which they've unfortunately, you know, fallen, or like the Rambam says in Nazir, simply because they're aspiring towards a greater level of Kedusha. The Rambam refers to these as Darche Avoda, and, you know, the equivalent of a prophet, of a Navi, of somebody who is communing with God. But if a person is doing it for cavalier reasons, or they think that there's something, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, like cool about it or whatever it is, so then the Rambam doesn't hesitate to refer to it as rishos, as it's right, it's wicked. Not so much because al zeh shetzir atzmo min hayayin, not because of the asceticism, but because of the cavalier attitude towards nedarim more generally. So for the Rambam, it really did depend. Why is a person becoming a nazir? What's their motivation? How does it fit into the broader trajectory, you know, of their Avodas Hashem? So Elliot, this was the point that I wanted to come back to from your previous question. So I think that and I'll conclude with this, that your question was, I think, on base in the following sense. So you have a person who decides that they want to become a person of sanctity. So for the Rambam's point of view, at some point as part of that conversation, you know, maybe Naziris plays a role. But the person who, you know, doesn't learn anything and doesn't daven and doesn't, you know, do the basics, the ABCs of what Kiddusha is about, Torah, Tefillah, Chesed, and then all of a sudden, you know, wants to swing for the fences and become a Nazir. So getting back to your question, not that, you know, there's any, halachically, if you would say Hareini Nazir, and actually mean to take the Neder Naziros, that would be Chal, it would devolve, but it would be hard to take seriously, because if you want to be a person of Kiddusha, right, Naziros is like, you know, it's at a higher level. You know, the mashal that could be used for such a thing is a person who is wearing pajamas and puts on cufflinks because they want to, you know, be fancy. You know, if you're already wearing a tuxedo and you put on cufflinks, so then, you know, you're taking it to the next level. If you're wearing your pajamas and you put on cufflinks, so the person looks like he's a meshuga. So that the Elliot, your question is well taken. Since the Rambam, it's meant to be done in a very calibrated way. And a person has to have, if they're doing it as part of an overall orientation towards Kedusha, it should be scaffolded on top of things. Unless, again, it's that situation where a person is trying to pull themselves out of a certain rut, in which case it would also be acceptable. But it has to fit into a general aspiration towards Avodas Hashem. So let me just give Yitzchak...
Why you would say...